escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
September 27th. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, following 2 years spent redesigning the Soyuz spacecraft after the tragic loss of a three-man crew in 1971, the Soviet space program was back in business. Soyuz 12 launched two cosmonauts into orbit for a two-day shakedown flight for the redesigned capsule. In 1997, NASA lost contact with the Mars Pathfinder lander, which was the sole relay for the Sojourner Mars rover. Both vehicles had operated three times longer than their original one-month planned lifespan, however, and NASA declared the Pathfinder mission a complete success. The engineering data gathered from Pathfinder and Sojourner would be vital in the preparation of the twin Mars exploration rovers, Spirit and Opportunity. In 2007, NASA launched another unmanned space probe, Dawn.
Green status port. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, main engine start, 1, 0, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket with Dawn, using ion propulsion to reach the catalysts of our solar system.
Dawn's mission carried it to the large asteroid Vesta, which it reached in 2011, entering orbit and mapping the asteroid over a period of a year. It used its ion propulsion system to break its orbit and continue on toward the solar system's largest asteroid, Ceres, for a 2015 rendezvous. Born on this day in 1921, British film producer Milton Sabotsky, a major player in bringing Doctor Who to the big screen twice in the 1960s.
Doctor Who and the Daleks.
You have invaded the world of the Daleks.
These are the people trapped by the Daleks. Doctor Who, the brilliant science professor. The young man who triggered off this strange journey. The professor's frightened granddaughter. And the youngster who inherited her grandfather's adventurous spirit. Now you can see them in color on the big screen, closer than ever before. So close, you can feel their fire. So thrilling, you must be there.
Barbara, look behind you! Stop the countdown! The bomb will destroy the planet!
We are coming back to see you. We expect you to be here to meet us.
After Roger C. Carmel was born in 1932, Star Trek fans know him best as intergalactic con man Harry Mudd.
Well, how the devil am I supposed to know this is a starship, Captain? Here I am with a cargo of young lovelies. A strange ship comes up alongside. Well, actually, I did my best to evade you. And starship, Captain, no, you exceeded your authority when you drove me and mine into a shower of asteroids.
Dennis Lawson was born in 1947. To Star Wars fans, he'll always be that one guy other than Luke who survived the big battles, Rebel pilot Wedge Antilles. Kerry Hiroyuki Tagawa, one of the stars of the short-lived 90s series Space Rangers, was born today in 1950. Actor and writer Sean Cassidy, who created shows such as American Gothic and Invasion when he wasn't trying to live down his days as a 70s teen heartthrob, was born today in 1958. And on this day in 1963, filming began on the first attempt at a pilot episode of a new BBC science fiction series, Doctor Who.
TARDIS can go anywhere.
TARDIS? I don't know what you mean, Susan.
I made up TARDIS from the initials. Time and relative dimension in space. Well, I thought you'd both realize when you came inside and saw the different dimensions from outside.
Just let me get this right. A thing that looks like a police box, stuck in a junkyard, can move anywhere in time and space?
Yes.
Oh, Susan, don't be ridiculous.
They'll never understand, my child.
Why wouldn't you believe us?
We just want you to tell us the truth.
You have heard the truth. We are not of this race. We are not of this earth. We are wanderers in the fourth dimensions of space and time, cut off from our own planet and our own people by eons and universes that are far beyond the reach of your most advanced sciences.
The finished episode was deemed unsatisfactory by the series creator for technical reasons, so a complete remount of the pilot was scheduled in October. In 1982, the Odyssey 2 got a voice of its own.
Watch out! Hurry!
Who's that talking, Wizard of Odyssey?
A voice! Odyssey 2's new voice module warning me of the dreaded Rat-a-pillar in case he's crazy, James.
Run! Hurry!
I'm hurrying! Got you, Rat-a-pillar.
Incredible!
The voice and new voice games. Only from Odyssey 2, where the keyboard is the key to greater challenge.
As Magnavox released the Voice of Odyssey 2, an add-on speech synthesis module for the Odyssey 2 video game console. In 1983, however, things weren't as optimistic in the video game industry. Atari had unsold merchandise from a recently closed El Paso warehouse buried in the city landfill in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Atari had lost over $300 million since the beginning of 1983, and the burial of its unsold cartridges and other products was just the latest embarrassment. On the same day, Atari CEO Ray Kazar and other Atari executives were formally charged with insider trading by the Securities and Exchange Commission. In 1989, Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart made his final appearance in an episode of Doctor Who.
Little man, what do you want of me?
Get off my world!
Pitiful. Can this world do no better than you as a champion?
Probably. I just do the best I can.
As the four-part adventure Battlefield concluded. And in 1993, Star Trek Deep Space Nine kicked off its second season with a mission to save a war hero.
I need to borrow a runabout.
For what?
You really don't want to ask me that?
It's too late. I already asked.
You don't want to know the answer.
Major, I can't loan you a Starfleet runabout without knowing where you plan on taking it.
To Cardassia 4 to rescue a Bajoran prisoner of war.
You're right. I wish you hadn't told me.
Do you see this? That is the insignia of Lee Malice.
The resistance leader?
The greatest we ever had. His victory over Gul Zarael in hand-to-hand combat.
Major, I have already heard the story. Wasn't he reported killed in action?
His body was never found. Look, Commander, I wouldn't be asking you this if I thought there was any other way to rescue Lee. But Bajoran ships just don't have the maneuverability or the defensive capabilities to get me safely in and out of Cardassian territory.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Ace!
Yes, Brigadier?
I'm getting too old for this sort of thing. He's all yours from now on.